KOMP Las Vegas and KOMP HD Las Vegas. Sparks.
I'm going to assume a missionary position, and I'll probably be holding it for a very long time.
Izzy.
That person is probably suffering from a severe case of swamp ass.
Drake. So are you a man?
I'm not a man.
You's a bitch!
It's BS in the morning.
Give me a bad one, dude.
Oh, no.
Yeah, good more.
You're kidding me.
Are you kidding me right now?
I'm not even kidding, I swear.
Are you sick? Again?
No. This is the same thing.
Okay. So you're sick again?
Yeah, so you're still sick.
No,
then.
I'm not sick. It's my throat. I feel fine. Honestly, I feel fine. I took no medication yesterday. This is the fallout of...
Oh, no.
I don't know.
Do a big...
Drinking iced tea.
Clear it out, man. The iced tea is just going to make your saliva thicker.
It's not saliva. It's my...
I know, but then it's going to get stuck in your...
Stop staring at me.
Figure it out! God!
Why are you on the radio if you sound like that?
This is the first time I've talked to anybody today. I don't know what I'm doing.
No, you've been talking to us.
Yeah.
You said like three sentences.
Okay. I said, good morning.
Come on, man. This can't be real. I've never had that in my life. Come on.
I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, my God.
Welcome to the show.
I'm getting mad
now. I feel like the gay lawyer dude from Independence Day.
$400 for him?
No, that's the father.
Oh, that's the father. That's
He's
right.
Like, I gotta call my lawyer.
Yeah,
that guy. I gotta call my mother. I gotta call my lawyer. Why do I gotta call my lawyer? Oh, no.
Fix yourself.
I'm trying. Okay, thanks. God, you're mean.
I'm not.
Apparently.
It's a lot easier than...
I have something wrong with me.
Oh, my God. I gotta call my brother. I better call my housekeeper. I gotta call my lawyer. Forget my lawyer.
Forget my lawyer.
This guy.
Oh, no. Let's get right to the...
What the hell?
Let's get right to the feed here.
The Feed with Izzy.
So a pregnant woman canceled her baby shower because all of her friends and family wouldn't stop giving her crap about her baby's name. The first name alone is Squire Sebastian Senator. She refuses to give him any kind of nickname, and she won't allow any of his friends to give him one either once he's born. He must always be called by his entire first name.
Well, he'll get a nickname. You don't have to worry about that. The kids on the playground are.
I mean, none of those names separately are cool. But, like, imagine going around and people have to call you Squire. How do you even shorten that?
No, you don't. It's just Squire. I'm getting better.
Nope.
If I talk in low voice, it works. As soon as I get up into that upper register, it cracks like Squire's voice soon will be.
That's a good one. Did either of you guys drink Natty Light when you were younger?
I don't know what that is.
Natural Light.
Natural Light,
the
beer?
Beer?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been to a few white trash parties.
Yeah, I was going to say, it stuff's horrible.
Yeah.
Well, they're now making flavored Natty Light. They have strawberry lemonade. It's still the same crap beer, but just masked with actual
flavors. Lemonade beer? That sounds horrible.
Natural Light hard lemonade?
Yeah. For the sorority girls of the group.
That's so awesome.
Help them choke that down.
It's disgusting.
Gross. God, I could never do Natty Light. I never did Natty Light.
I just saw that they're making Lucky Charms beer.
Yeah, that's too sweet for me.
Gross.
I wouldn't be a fan. Did you ever drink Milwaukee's Best?
Sure.
When you were in college? Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh!
Drink it all.
Gross.
Sure.
So new condoms were made. Let you know if someone's lying to you or just holding back information. So they're condoms that change color when they come in contact with an STD. You just need the one condom to test for every STD in the book. So it's not like one specifically for chlamydia and one specific. You know what I mean?
How come it takes them a week to find out at the place, but the condom knows right away?
Well, it's not out on shelves yet. They're still doing more testing. Because then people are like, well, what if the person wearing it is colorblind? And what if, you know, what if does it test for both people if they have STDs? Blah, blah, blah. So basically, it would turn green for chlamydia, yellow for herpes, purple for HPV, blue for syphilis, and so on.
It's like
on
a mood ring.
Yeah, basically. To let you know if they have an STD or not. So you basically find out in the middle of it. And then do you keep going or are you like, well, come on, you lied to me.
This it's is already it. There.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Do you just like...
I think I would stop.
I probably, yeah. That would freak me out.
Yeah. I think it would kind of ruin the mood.
Oh, Greg's a little too quiet over there. Would you keep going?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. You mean if it turned colors because it was an STD?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'd probably be like, no.
You wouldn't continue?
If it had an STD?
That's shocking to me.
Why is that shocking? I don't want that.
I don't know.
Well, you know what? In the heat of the moment, who knows?
Yeah.
I'd be like, that's what these are for.
Now I know. Yeah.
It's like when you pee in the pool, it's supposed to turn color.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
It never does. That was always a myth, by the way.
Yeah,
it doesn't do that.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Well, I pee in the pool all the time. It's quite pleasant.
Still?
Sure.
Ew.
That's disgusting.
What's wrong with it? There's chemicals in there. It takes care of everything.
I hate when people say that. I hate that. And that's why I don't go to water parks. I don't go in lazy rivers and all this crap. Because people think the same way you do.
Yeah. You're essentially floating in chlorine. And more like bleach. You're floating in bleach. There's nothing that's going to hurt you that can survive in that.
I don't want to be swimming in a body of water that other people have used.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you swim in the ocean? Do you swim in lakes?
I do.
Okay. Well, that's billions of gallons of fish urine. So you're swimming in pee no matter what.
And poop.
Yeah.
There's fecal flakes floating through your hair.
Especially if I've been in a lake.
Yeah, exactly.
You're sick.
You say that's what I sound like?
Yeah, there's a kid.
I hate you so much.
Fix yourself, man.
Fix yourself.
Yes.
God, yeah. Do you just walk into a burn victim trauma center and just start yelling at people? Fix yourself.
No, but you could.
You don't understand how vocal cords work. It's not something that's stuck in my throat.
I think it is.
It's not. It's not. It hurts to talk right now. My vocal cords are ragged.
Are you getting strep?
No, I'm not getting...
Well, how did your vocal cords get touched?
Yeah.
I have to speak low.
How did they get strained?
It's the only way it works.
Yeah.
Huh?
What'd you do to them?
What'd you do?
I got sick last week.
And you can't work anyway.
It's not coming back. This is the residual effects.
You've been fine the last couple days, though.
I've been on medication. And yesterday, I didn't take any medication.
I don't think it was real medication, though. It was like...
Yeah, it was like NyQuil.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mucinex. Pain reliever.
But I mean, it wasn't like an antibiotic that was killing something. It was just like masking the obvious disgusting sickness that you had.
All right, well, I've been ill for about a week. It's done. It's ran its course.
Great.
This is the aftermath.
Now, next week, we're all going to sound like this.
Could actually be a good show. I'm tuning in.
Yeah, I would too.
You guys all sound great. It's going to sound like a bunch of vuvuzelas in here. God, I hate all of
this. Oh, boy.
All right. Thank you for the feed, Izzy. Oh, my God.
This is the funny. Come on, man. This can't be real.
Would you stop, please? Come on, man.
Oh, God.
This whole thing is... okay. I gotta call my lawyer.
Yeah, he's got everything in the book over there.
Sound like a Muppet. All right.
This is so stupid.
So stupid. Look at this. Okay, we've got UNLV versus Boise. Stop, please. I'm a man. I'm trying. Okay.
I'm a man.
We're getting more people qualified for NASCAR today. All right. You get to pick your team, which is good, which is fun. The team names are team, what is it? Lost Boys is what? Fast in bed? Too fast in bed?
We go fast in bed. He memorized it.
Yeah, that's right. Team We Go Fast in Bed is Lost Boys. Izzy, your team is Team Vile Marker.
Thanks, guys. Shut up, Greg. It wasn't that funny yesterday.
It's better now. It's aging like wine.
Yeah, it is.
It's delicious. And mine is something. Anyway, so.
Yours is finish
your
face.
Stop it.
Leave the face alone. All right. Get a hold of us. It should be fine. Hey, huh? Of all the days, we're talking to Rob Halford today.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Rob.
Talking to the metal god himself, and I sound like a squeaky toy, and it should be horrible. All right. It should be a good show, nonetheless. All right. Get a hold of us, 876-3692. You can always text in as well, BSA, and your message, 69187.